We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Game 6 night. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Hey, United supporters, the pub parties are back. You can cheer on your Five Stripes Wednesday, June 23rd, coming up this Wednesday at Brewhouse Cafe in Little Five Points as they take on NYCFC. Get together before the match for delicious food, drinks, and prizes. The full pub partner schedule on the fans page at atlutd.com. That's atlutd.com. So, again, Little Five Points for the Brewhouse Cafe, which I know my daughter's been down there a few times. She actually said the food down there is pretty good.
I think I've been there before. Yeah, I think it is. It's pretty good.
It's going to be some kind of weekend, Hugh. I mean, we got the Braves at home against the Cardinals, you know, for the remainder of the weekend. You got the Hawks tonight, hopefully not Sunday. And Atlanta United's going to be at Mercedes-Benz Sunday afternoon against Philadelphia Union. So everybody seems to be making some kind of headlines or some such. So it's going to be – I know what my weekend's going to be. Between that and the U.S. Open, I think I'm going to probably be couch potato weekend.
Well, that's every weekend, ain't it? No, I'm just saying. I mean, that's just kind of like that's what we do.
Yeah, like the, it is pretty much. Well, and especially when you know with a late NBA year. I mean, I'm pretty safe in saying this without even looking that we've never had a Hawks game on June 18th ever. You know, I mean, we're training camp is 5 weeks away. You know. Which is one of the things we learned kind of sort of on the DL yesterday was about training camp, because I think the word's starting to leak out about, you know, media and fans being allowed to go to training camp and when it might be in late July. And, you know, we'll get the official word of everything about how it's all going to kind of play out in the lay of the land in Flowery Branch for training camp. But suffice to say, it's gonna look a lot like normal. Let's put it that way. A lot more like normal than, of course, last year. So it's going to be have a fairly normal feel to it. In terms of the way, you know, the NFL is going to allow teams to handle their training camps, which is good.
But, you know, it's funny. They were talking about – I was talking to Brian Finnery yesterday. Shout out to B-Finn. And, you know, we were just talking about how the NFL is making it tough for people that aren't vaccinated to move around in the NFL, and how things are going to be different for those guys who aren't vaccinated to, you know, do their job. So I thought that was pretty interesting. You know,
talking about that. Yeah, I want to get into that a little bit here in this hour. Okay. You know, because I got to go back in and dig through my notes. I want to find out. I want to get the exact comments from Cole Beasley about this, and then we'll kind of get into that. Hey, Abe, yesterday something funny happened at this event. Now, I'm going to tell you my impression of Arthur Smith, and you can give me yours and Terry Fontenot in just a minute here. But there was something funny at the event, Abe, right? It was at the end of the event for me, okay? All right, you ready for this one? So I'm going to leave, Abe, and so I'm standing there, I'm yakking with, I don't forget who, and Hugh's talking, he's leaning against the bar talking to Coach Smith, and I thought, okay, I gotta go, and you know, because as it turns out, I did, because it took me an hour and 45 minutes to get home, too. Oh my God. So I roll up, and I'm going to say goodbye, and so I'm, hey, Hugh, I'm sorry, I gotta run, because, you know, we were only, you know, half hour or so together there, and because you got late and I had to go early. And I'm going to say goodbye to Coach Smith. And Hugh says, hey, Coach Smith, I want to introduce you to my boss. I'm like, I'm not your boss.
because it was funny the way they were saying it, because I was about to say my partner, but boss came out because I was talking to Sean while I was there. you know, trying to figure out, you know, some things. And I was like, yeah, that's my boss. And I was like, damn it, this ain't my boss. I said, but he acts like he's my boss.
Is that how it is?
Yeah, but no, it was just, it was funny the way that it came out. And yeah, because, you know, we don't get to see each other that much. And I had a lot going on. And it was a lot on my mind. And that was the first thing that came out. That came out my mind. But with that being said, I want to say, you know, it's funny. Because our first impression of Coach Smith was through press clippings. I mean, well, not press clippings, but
Zoom
with sound
stuff,
bites.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
With sound bites,
yeah,
and things of that nature. But I got to tell you, man, to sit there and I know everybody doesn't get a chance to do this. I understand that, and you know, you interpret him the way that you interpret him. Really good dude. Really, really about football. That's all he wants to do. So I say that to say this. A lot of times, you know, we as fans, when we hear coaches speak and all this other stuff, and they don't say some of the things that we want them to say, we automatically assume this, that, or the third about them. You know what I mean? We automatically, oh, well, he's a terrible guy. He's not this or he's not that. That's not always the case. That's all I say about that. Because just sitting there talking to him, to me, strikes me as a guy. He just wants to, you know, he wants to be successful, and he wants to win. And talking to him, I don't want to give away too much, but he's real excited about the players that he has. He's really, really excited about the players that he has. And I even had a chance to talk to him about how does he evaluate different guys and his philosophy as far as how to get guys prepared. You know, because the game has changed. You know, since the time that he and I played, the game has changed, and the way that you evaluate players are different. So he sounds like he's trying to be real creative in getting the guys that he needs to get prepared. And his philosophy for what he thinks this offense is going to be, I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised about what they see from this team.
You know, I had never met him, right? I'm just curious about what you think of the guy.
Good guy. I think he's a good guy. Like, dude, just sitting there talking ball. Sitting there talking ball and just picking his brain. And just, you know, for me, honestly, trying to see, like, put myself in his shoes and try to see things the way that he sees them. Because, you know, a lot of times, John, when we're on here, we speculate about what coach is trying to do and you know, by the way he, you know, the personnel that he's drafted and things of that nature. And so for me personally, I just want to see if what I thought he was trying to do lined up with what he's actually doing. You know what I mean? Just to try to make sure that I'm on top of what I'm talking about here on this station. And for the most part, I was kind of in the ballpark. I was definitely in the ballpark from his offensive philosophy and things of that nature. So that was pretty, you know, exciting for me, you know, encouraging to know that I wasn't far off as far as what he thought this team could potentially be and things of that nature. So, yeah, it was pretty cool to see that. So, it, like I said, he's not – like, he made it clear. Man, listen, he's not a dummy. He said, listen, I'm not a dummy. I'm not about to have these guys out here. You know, we're not about to throw the ball 49 times, 50 times a game. He said, we're not about to do that. He said, that's not going to happen.
Right.
He said, you know, you being a former offensive lineman, hell, I know guys don't want to be out there pass blocking. He said, hell, he said, I'd be an idiot. He didn't say that exact word, but he said something that, you know, you could put another paraphrase, put another word in there to let you know what he meant. But he was like, man, I'd be an idiot to be out there and knowing that, you know, we're only throwing the ball just to be one-dimensional. He said he's going to do a great job of being creative and mixing the game up. So that like, hell, it might be 1 week, you might be run heavy. Said the next week might be a little bit more pass oriented. But he basically said what we've been said on air. Listen, in Tennessee they had Derrick Henry. We don't have a Derrick Henry here, but we have some really, really good backs. And as a matter of fact, he was talking about a back that he picked up in free agency. I can't remember his name. His name escapes me right now. Spoke very, very highly of him. And I forgot what school he told me he went to, but because we talked about so much. But he's very, very excited about the young players that he has, and he's very, very excited about the offensive line and the way that they're going to play.
Well, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, here's a guy that he doesn't have to work the rest of his life. He's, you know, practically a billionaire. I mean, you know, silver spoon kind of kid because his dad, you know, is FedEx, and so grows up in Memphis. His dad is FedEx, doesn't just run FedEx, he is FedEx. So, you know, he could coast if he wants to. Doesn't coast on his dad's coattails, decides he's going to make his own way, become a head coach, and then all we see of him when he's doing stuff is what you said, sound bites, you know, these clips, and here comes this pretty serious dude with, you know, pretty serious attitude about, you know, how he's going to handle things. And I thought he was, you know, really relaxed. I mean, the only knock against him that I have is that, you know, he openly admits that he's a North Carolina basketball fan. You know, aside from that, I had to give him the business about, you know, I mean, because, yeah, that ain't going to fly around here. I'm very kind of relaxed and easy to talk to. And then Terry Fondo, he shows up in an Acuna jersey. He's going to the game. He's like, you know, asking me if they're going to win. I'm like, looking at him going, well, the bullpen happens. You know,
yeah, that was kind of funny. Like he came in, he was full regalia with the Acuna jersey. He going to the game, he kicking it. Yeah,
he struck me a couple of things about Fontenot. One was he looked a little younger than I guess I expected. I wasn't really sure what to expect, you know. And seeing him in person, I was like, oh, okay, all right. Well, this is going to be a new regime. And very personable guy, though. I mean, really demonstrative, really open. You're really going to like Terry Fontenot. You're going to like both of them. But it is such a different change because. You know, Quinn and, you know, Dimitroff were more reserved kind of guys, you know, kind of more, especially TD. Nothing against them. I like both of them personally, but they're button-down guys. So these guys were – this was a more relaxed kind of vibe, I thought, between Smith and Fontenot than I would have gotten from Quinn and Dimitroff. So.
Well, yeah, to be fair, I would say Coach Quinn was always kind of laid-back, I mean, with me. I mean, I think he was laid-back in general. Dimitroff was probably a little bit, like, didn't really get a chance to know him too well because really didn't get a chance to see him like mm-hmm. that. So, I mean, it's one of those things where I guess it's, you know, seeing Terry and just seeing him in that relaxed atmosphere because it was a real laid-back – it was a real laid-back spot where we met. What was it called? The garage? Monday Night Garage.
Right.
Dude, that's a nice area. Like, you know what's funny? It's like a lot of – I don't want to say hidden gems, but to me they are because, hell, I've never been there. Mm-hmm. A lot of hidden gems in Atlanta. A lot of cool places to hang out, and that was one of them. You know, it was a nice little venue. So yeah, have
all fun. I could think in meeting Coach and GM yesterday, and meeting Smith and Fontenot was, you know, the fans are really you're really going to like them once you get to know them. And then I thought, well, you're going to like them as long as they win.
No, baby, that's what I was about to say, John. No. That's all. That's the bottom line. Nobody care about the labor pay. Oh, he's such a nice. I ain't never heard a fan say, you know what? But he's such a nice guy. I don't know why they're treating him like that. No, you better go out there and win some damn games. Right. Yeah, that's it. You know, care about being nice to you. Nice. What that mean?
Yeah, there have been some coaches that weren't so nice over the course of time. Fans loved him. Why? No, because they won.
It was funny because initially, you know how I felt. I was like, man, he just sounds like – because, you know, a couple sound bites, he was just matter of fact. He was just kind of like,
right,
you know, like a robot. And then mm-hmm. I'm like – and then I was like, that's not
that's
fair.
That's exactly it. Right, yeah.
That's not fair. And he's not that way. He's thinking about this football team and trying to get them where he needs them to be. Because, you know, the one thing that I got from him is, like, you remember I told you, I was like, this is a rebuild. This is both. This is a rebuild and trying to make a run for it. He's trying to make a run this year. I feel like he's trying to, you know, put this team in position to win some games. And he was, man, listen, talking to him about what he has, he was very forthcoming. He was like, listen, we don't have those edge rushers like that, but we're going to bring pressure. He said, to be honest, he told me that this team that he has, these players that he have up front, the front four, are more talented than the ones that he had with the team that he went to the playoffs with in Tennessee.
I know, right? Yeah, okay. Well, I like, get insight, so, right? Oh,
and great. So, you know, he said that's what he was talking to Coach Pease about was the fact that, you know, how to get these guys – In position to be successful. Talked about Dante Fowler too, but I hear the music playing, so that means we got to go to break. So I'm
well, we can continue it on the other side here. But first, a chance to win $1,000 in the national signing bonus.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
picture, PICTURE. For those of you in St. Tammany Parish, picture to 72881. Text picture to 72881. Message data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. 929thegame.com for rules, all right? Picture to 72881. Picture is the national signing bonus code word of the hour. NFL headlines, and we'll continue our discussion about Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot and what we learned yesterday from the Atlanta Falcons with John and Hugh next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our Hawks are trying to stay alive in round two.
And you can catch all the excitement of round two here.
The final series. This is a lot of excitement. It's just basketball.
Bang! Our Hawks play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Six weeks and 6 days. Now that I'm counting, 48 days away from the first NFL preseason game of the year, Pittsburgh Steelers, Chicago Bears. Canton, Ohio Hall of Fame game, 6 weeks, 6 days, 48 days. It'll come fast. I know the NBA is still going on, and it's going to kind of dovetail. I mean, once the NBA does finally end, it's going to be like a week until training camp. Okay. I mean, the NBA runs right into the NFL here. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. NFL headlines this morning brought to you by Cool Ray Heating and Cooling's Lifetime Parts and Labor Warranty. We'll get back into our discussion about Coach Smith and Coach Fontenot in a moment. But, Hugh, I got to ask you something. You're still a member of the NFLPA. Is that right? Am I right, or is there veterans or something
like
that?
No, it's something different. It's something different. Retired okay. Players Association.
Okay,
it's
gotcha.
Something a little different, yeah.
But not, I mean, but not, this is not a member associated?
Of the active PA. Or, okay. It's yeah. Not a member of the PA. Like, not you know, the active body of the Players Association. No, not that.
All right, I got you. Cole Beasley is a veteran wide receiver of the Buffalo Bills, and apparently what we can glean here, he's not vaccinated, though the NFL wants to get to 85% vaccination. And they're talking about how some of the headlines about how there's going to be kind of a double standard here, you know, because the rules are coming out. I mentioned earlier that they want to open up camp to the fans and to the media in late July, and that there'll be this, but the locker rooms are not going to be open, and there's going to be all kinds of protocols, this whole long list of protocols still. For COVID for the NFL here, one of which involves vaccinated versus unvaccinated players. And Beasley's talking about being an unvaccinated player, talking about the protocols about going on the road. And he said this. He said, I stay in the hotel, talking about the hotel on the road. We still have meetings together with all of us. We'll still all be together. But vaccinated players, they can go out of the hotel. I can't. They can go out, bring COVID back in. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, all right, sure. And then he went on to say, the players, this is Beasley, the Players Association is a joke. Call it something different. It's not for the players. Hugh, that's two different separate things here. One is the protocol thing. He's kind of right. We're all going to be together in the hotel, and then you're going to go out and you can bring it back in, but I can't leave the, okay. I think he's kind of got a somewhat of a point there. Second part of this is that you can speak to is he says the Players Association is a joke. We're starting to hear this more and more. Call it something else because it's not for the players. Do you agree with that?
It's a little different, John. I mean, what's going on? I thought it was kind of – listen, let me say this first. I understand what the NFL is trying to do. But I think that the way that they're going about it is a little weird, and this is what you're going to get. You're going to get some pushback because you're basically treating vaccinated players differently than you're treating vaccinated players, which is not fair. But that's the way. Remember, John, we were talking about this way back when, and I said that, you know, even though – because your point was they're not going to make it mandatory. They can't make it mandatory. They can't make you go out and get it.
That's my point, yes.
And you're right, but – you can make it uncomfortable for people that aren't vaccinated. You could definitely do that.
And they're doing that.
That's what the NFL is doing. And that's his point. Because you're giving special – it's the have and have-nots right now. It's like the people that are vaccinated, you can go out and do whatever you want to do. You can be mask-free and all this other stuff. But, you know, the ones that aren't, hey, shame on you. You got to go – you can't do certain things that the cool kids can do, you know. And things of that nature. That's the point that he's making. And I get it. But I'm like this, and I've said this. Do what is best for you. Do what's best for you. But if you want to be an active member of society, this is what's probably going to – you're probably going to have to do. You're going to have to get vaccinated if you want to move around and do some of the things that you want to do. And NFL, PA, their hands are tied. You know, because this is one of those situations where – you want to be for the players, but at the same time, you want to do what's best for everybody else. And in this sense, that's what people are feeling like. This is what's best for the masses.
Yeah, well, Cole Beasley is upset, and I think he probably speaks for however many percentage. Most of the teams, I think there's only four teams in the NFL that haven't met the threshold. And again, the threshold is 85% of your team. I don't know if that's just players or if it's players and management and everybody else. 85% vaccination rate which is, you know, high, obviously, because I think only, you know, a little over half the country is vaccinated right now. But 85% is what they were aiming for. And Cole Beasley just saying, basically, because they're telling these players who are not vaccinated, and it's not like you can just say that, oh, I am vaccinated. No, you have to prove it.
No, you got to prove it.
Yeah.
No, you got to prove it. And that's what people say. You know why? Like, if you're not vaccinated, say, well, you know, when are you gonna go, or why? What are you waiting for? But like, hey, man, that's, you know, personal preference. But it's become a huge talking point, John. Let me tell you, yesterday was a huge talking point because I know I was talking to Brian Finneran, and he was telling me about, you know, he had it, and it ran through his whole family, and how he was just like, man, you know, he was just talking about how bad it was. Mm-hmm. And he asked me, was I vaccinated? I said, well, I haven't been around anybody. I haven't had it, and I haven't been around anybody. I said, as a matter of fact, being around y'all folks making me a little nervous. So, you know, because I came in and I had my mask on. And so, I mean, it's a personal preference, and I just want to say this. I'm not against being vaccinated. I just ain't been nowhere to be vaccinated, but I do know that eventually that's going to have to happen because I want to travel. And in order to travel, I know that there's going to be some limitations for me traveling if I'm not vaccinated. So I'm, you know, there you have it.
Yeah, I had no issues with it. I mean, some people have had, you know, reported that they had some issues with it. I went in and was like, I'm fine. I had nothing.
You didn't get sick at all? See, that's my thing, John. I don't want that down. I don't want no downtime.
No.
And to be honest, I was leaning towards the one shot. Until all that other, you know.
Yeah, I think my advice would be go Pfizer. Go Pfizer, you. Go Pfizer.
You know what I mean? Then all that stuff started happening. I was like, damn, and I would be. They was like, oh, well, you know how people start giving you statistics. Well, one in a million, yada, yada. But what if I'm that one? What the hell? What the hell are you telling me that for? Like, it's supposed to make me feel better. You know it's only one in a million. That's still gambling. I don't gamble.
Right. The people that say, you know, it's only one in a million, and then they go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You gambling. That's like it's funny. It's not funny when people say, you still gambling? I'm not a gambler.
But you know, I got a one in a million chance. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, just like me winning that ticket. Yeah. That's the lottery I will win, the COVID lottery. He gets sick. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Quick question for you and Abe here. Madden 22 says Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes are co on the cover. Okay, Brady and Mahomes co on the cover, and so which one's going to suffer the Madden curse this year? All right,
has the Madden curse been a thing, John?
Has the Madden curse been a thing?
Do I have to get? Do we really want to have this rant on where I stand on curses and superstitions?
Well, John, just answer the question. No, Abe, we just want you to answer the question.
Yeah, people still think it's a thing. People are morons.
See, you didn't need to do all that. You didn't need to add that little piece, that little caveat. We didn't need that.
But Hugh, I did.
John, the last time that I've heard anything about a Madden curse, it's been a minute. Like, to be honest, I don't think it's a thing anymore. To be honest, I don't think it's a thing like it used to be.
Well, last year it was Lamar Jackson. And
did he get hurt?
No. They just didn't finish the deal.
No, but usually when I think of curse, I think of cats getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't get hurt, then there's no curse.
Year before that, it was Pat Mahomes, and all they did was win the Super Bowl. So,
no curse then.
Antonio Brown in 2019. It was Brady in 2018. They need some new blood here.
But Brady's been on the cover a couple times, ain't he?
Yeah, Gronk in 2017. Odell in 2016, Richard Sherman 2015, Adrian Peterson 2014, Megatron 2013, Peyton Hillis in 2012. Peyton
the running back. Yeah.
Hillis. Drew Brees 2011. How about you want to talk about being out of sorts? Yeah, who's been on the cover? Yeah, well, it's been Odell, it's been Mahomes, Brady, Brees, Megatron, Peyton Hillis. What? Peyton Hillis? How does that happen?
All right. He balled out that year. I remember that. He balled out that year.
Good for him.
Forgot who he played for, though, but he did ball out.
Who suffers the curse, though? I mean, who doesn't seal the deal? Because we're not going to have a rematch in the Super Bowl, are we? We're not. No, that's not going to happen.
You know what?
So he ain't making it.
You know what? This is me being a hater, and I admit that. I don't want Tom Brady to do well.
That's what I'm rooting for. Abe, what do you think?
I just think Mahomes has a tougher road. I think there's more competition, to be honest. A lot of people go the other way. They'd probably say there's more competition in the NFC. I think the AFC is on the come up big time.
Yeah, I do too. I just don't want – listen, me being in my haterism, I don't want Tom Brady to do well. So I'm going to leave it like that.
In my opinion, Tennessee, Cleveland, Buffalo, and Baltimore are much stronger competition.
You mean my Cleveland Browns?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Thought you were still a Bears fan, Hugh.
Hey, listen, I changed my fandom, especially now since the Eagles probably aren't going to
be
that
Bills,
good.
It'll be Raiders.
It won't be the Bills. It won't be the Raiders.
Okay, there you go. Hey, Hawks fans, let's open it up to you. Let's take some calls. We have a chance to talk to you and open up the phone lines. Who's going to be the star tonight? Are we closing this deal tonight? How excited are you on Game 6 closeout night for the Atlanta Hawks next? With John and you on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Your chance to win a grand 11 times a day.
Cash money.
92.9 The Game's national signing bonus. 11 chances every weekday to win your share of over $250,000.
For complete info, visit 92.9thegame.com.
Here with John and Hugh, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Game 6 tonight. Atlanta Hawks, Philadelphia 76ers are all charged up, as the young kids like to say, going to be lit in them streets tonight. In and around State Farm Arena, as the Hawks try to close out the Philadelphia 76ers. It will be interesting. Will the Hawks wear the MLK jerseys? They have been good luck so far this year. They're
11-1. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I think they are too.
Might as well.
Yeah. I think they like them. Plus, they're cool. I have to say, they are really cool. We get to your calls here. Got questions, two of them for you at 404-741-0929. The two questions are simple. Are we closing it out tonight, or will there be a Game 7? That's number one. And number two is, aside from Trey, who's got to be that man tonight? Okay, so are we closing it out tonight, or will there be a game seven? And aside from Trey, who's got to be that man? Let me ask both of you guys that first before we get to the callers here. Hugh, are they closing it out tonight, or do you think there'll be a game seven?
I think it's going to be a game seven. I just do. There's a lot of heat coming out of Philly. It's a lot of pressure. Like, they want Ben Simmons gone. They want Ben Simmons gone. Joel Embiid has to step up and play better in the fourth quarter. So I'm going to say they're going to step up and play tonight. I think we go to a game seven.
All right, but who's going to be that guy for the Hawks tonight that will play well besides Trey?
Okay. It's kind of hard to say. I'm going to go Kevin Huerter tonight. I'm going to say Kevin Huerter.
Abe, same question. Will there be a game seven, and who has to step up besides Trey tonight for game six?
I really hope there's not a game seven. I'm going to go with no. You keep talking about the pressure Ben Simmons feels. I just keep thinking that him playing into that, it benefits the Hawks more than it benefits the 76ers.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I just can't see.
I don't want a dude that can't shoot out there shooting to prove a point. If I'm a Philly fan, I don't want that dude shooting to prove a point.
I guess I'm going off of what I think I know Philly to be since I haven't been in a while. So I might be totally off.
Here's what I imagine. I almost wish today's game was in Philly because I think we could get this.
Man, listen.
Yeah, hear me out. I want them to be down. I want Philly to be down like 32 points at halftime. And as Ben Simmons walked off the floor, he just yells to the crowd, "Well, y'all wanted me to be more aggressive."
You know what?
As he has six points on 31 shots in the first half.
And one for 12 at the line.
Y'all wanted me to shoot more. Is that you're happy now?
Dude.
Give me my $177 million and shut up.
They still, like, people broke down. Like, I was listening to some calls yesterday. And they were talking about how much money he's owed. And I think it's like 150 something million.
He's in the first year of this deal.
Yeah. So, hey.
In the first year of this deal.
Like, hey.
They keep – I know. Look, they want him out, and I get it. They keep talking trade up there. Who's taking on $142 million bucks of that dude?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Yeah. And I just feel – you know what? This is me – like, and I'm not going to lie. This is me just feeling bad for what he's probably – I don't know why, because I don't feel bad for anybody making that kind of money. But it's just like, I go back to, remember we were talking about the Texas A&M LSU game when he was at LSU?
Right, when he walked through it, yeah.
He was just chilling. He was chilling. He was chilling.
Oh, it was really bad.
And how,
like, you don't remember it was bad.
Man, listen.
He's just walking
out. I remember because I was in Texas. And you know what I remember? Because I had just bought some Girl Scout cookies. So I was eating the Girl Scout cookies, and I was like, wow, he is really, like, He shouldn't have showed up. He shouldn't have came. He shouldn't even travel with the team because he did not play.
Right. No, he didn't play. He just walked up and down the court.
He did. and dude, like, I just can imagine. I can vividly see. Like, say if he has a bad game tonight, I can see Philly fans outside this dude's house blowing the horn, heckling him, talking about you need to leave.
Hey, you know what the good part about this story is, Hugh? With $177 million, you can afford a fence and security.
Yeah, right?
How about that?
Lots of security. David Adams says this, Philadelphia's got a new nickname for their team. They are not the 76ers anymore. They're the up 26ers. Ooh, ouch.
That was a bad joke if I ever heard one. You lucky it's Father's Day. We're going to let you slide with that one. We're going to let you slide. That was horrible.
Well, Teddy's in Atlanta. He's on with John and Hugh. Teddy, will there be a game seven, and who's got to be the man for the Hawks tonight? Hey, Teddy.
Hey, I'm going no game seven, and it's going to be two guys. It's going to be Huerter and Bogey. There's no way for me that they're going to play as poorly as they did last game. They're both going to have good shooting nights. And I wanted to say just a thing on Ben Simmons. Isn't it really just a lack of professionalism that this guy misses 10 free throws? I mean, you got all the access to gym time and trainers to fix that, and it's crazy. And I know one last thing real quick. You're not supposed to look ahead, but I tweeted you guys last night. We're railroading one of those two teams on the other side. I mean, they just can't stop us. Nobody on those two teams is playing defense and stopping these Hawks. So Hawks Suns finals.
Well, yeah, one of the things, I'm not even going to talk about Milwaukee and Brooklyn. Milwaukee won last night. That series is 3-3. But both number one seeds, by the way, tonight are on kind of on the edge here because Philadelphia, number one in the East, down 3-2 against the Hawks in Atlanta. Utah, number one seed in the West, down 3-2 in L.A. against the Clippers tonight. Of course, no Kawhi, we know that. Hugh, to the whole thing about shooting, it is what you know. It is a truth here. The Atlanta Hawks are now 7-3 in the postseason. They played 10 games. They've won 7 of them. They've won 4 games on the road in this postseason, and 2 in Philadelphia, 2 in New York. And you know, here's a team that has won all these road games. They're 7-3, and they have really not had that night where they shot the lights out of it.
Yeah, they haven't played their best game, and that's the scary thought about this. Is that you're talking about a Hawks team who hasn't reached their pinnacle yet. And you kind of wonder what that is. And going with history, John, I don't – like, it's hard to think – like, it's hard to see them coming out tonight and getting off to a quick start. I don't feel like having those heart palpitations tonight, but it feels like that's what it's going to be. It feels like it's going to be one of those games again.
We go to Julian, who joins us this morning. We're talking to you at 404-741-0929. Will there be a Game 7? And aside from Trey, who's got to be the man for the Hawks tonight? Hey, Julian.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to say, first off, Hugh, more frustrating than a dirt-cutter offense, man. You hate on Atlanta, but we love you.
I don't think that's fair. Hang on, Julian.
What do you mean by how am I hating? Explain to me.
I feel like you know in your heart that Atlanta's going to win tonight, but because of your Philly ties, you just have to say Philly tonight.
You know what's funny? Like this is the thing. No matter what, whenever it comes to Philly, that's the first thing that anybody ever goes to. First and foremost, let me tell you like this. I appreciate your call. Let me say that. But I'm going to always keep it real regardless of who we're playing against. If it's Philadelphia, if it's New York, and if you've been paying attention to this station, I've kept it 100 whenever I talked about anybody. So don't just try to say just because I was in Philly that I'm riding for Philly. I said that Philly was going to win this series, and I haven't moved off of that spot. But I've also given the Hawks their props. So, I mean, you know, you can go ahead and say your thing, but don't call me a hater, bro, because I'm not hating. I'm just keeping it real. It's a big difference between
The realness, I think it's over tonight. And I think Lemon Pepper Lou, he might not put up 20 to 30, but when he comes off the bench, he's the spark that the Hawks need. The Hawks are scary good, and I think the nation is now on notice.
We'll see. Yeah, I want to address this for a moment. I want everybody to stop here because what Julian said was grossly unfair, in my opinion. Hugh, you have been, and I think you made the point, just to clarify it, you've been real. When you've picked the
New Orleans Saints
to win games, when we pick football games, you say you're just keeping it real. You said not a hating on the Falcons thing, because you got no dog in that, you know, hump of swappers.
I have no ties. I do have ties to Philly, and I admit that. And I've never –
Well, everybody knows
I've
that.
I've never shied away from that. That was one of the first things I said. I didn't play for the Sixers. I play for the Philadelphia Eagles. So when you talk about my Philly ties, yeah, I got ties to cheese steaks and to the Eagles, but that's about it. So just because I'm saying something that you don't want to hear, don't hit me with I'm a hater. I mean, you know, you can have your opinion about me. That's fine. But when you hit me with that hater, like because I'm not saying something that you want to hear, I'm telling you what I see.
I mean, are they getting on Dukes for being a, you know, he's got Houston ties or Mike Bell's, you know, love for Florida State? I mean, we all have, I went to Nebraska. I mean, come on. I mean, but we're just doing the best we can here. I just want to make sure.
But listen, man, I'm not like he's entitled to his opinion. I don't want to make it seem like we're bashing the caller. But at the same time, man, listen, I'm not going to always say what you want to hear. I'm not. And I'm sorry if you feel like I need to be always in lockstep with you, then I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. So, you know, that's something that's more on you than it is on me. Right? I'm not a hater.
If you're hanging on, Big D, Noah, hang on right there. A quick break here. When we get back to more of your calls, we're asking you at 404-741-0929 about Game 6. Is it a closeout night or will there be a Game 7? And who besides Trey has to be the man for the Hawks tonight on Sports Radio 92 on the Game?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.